President Bush says he's making one more effort to build international support for a war against Iraq. The U.S. plans to propose another United Nations resolution early next week. In Texas today, the president said that new resolution would declare that Iraq violated the last U.N. call for it to disarm.
That resolution did not ask for hints of progress or minor concessions. It demanded full and immediate disarmament.
Esa resolución no pedía...
The president's words were translated into Spanish because he was standing next to a visitor, Prime Minister of Spain. Right now, Spain holds one of the few votes the Bush administration can count on as it struggles to get the UN Security Council to back military action or at least accept it. Another U.S. ally spent this day hearing a warning against war. British Prime Minister Tony Blair met with the Pope today, as NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
Tony Blair was the first British Prime Minister to visit a pontiff in 30 years, but he was only one of several world leaders who has come calling at the Vatican in recent weeks to discuss the buildup to war in Iraq. He was preceded by German Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer, by Iraqi Deputy Prime Minister Tariq Aziz, and by UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. In fact, the Vatican has become a key player in the diplomatic arena of the Iraqi crisis. And last week, the Pope sent a cardinal as his personal envoy to Baghdad. While Catholic Church doctrine does include the concept of a just war in certain specific cases, the Vatican strongly rejects the notion of a preventive war against Iraq. John Allen, Vatican correspondent of the National Catholic Reporter, says Tony Blair's visit to the Vatican had a very specific purpose.
I think that is an attempt, perhaps a belated attempt, to grab the moral high ground, recognizing that the sort of moral underpinnings of this campaign have been significantly called into question by religious leaders and above all the Pope.
But the Vatican statement makes clear that Blair was unable to change the Pope's opinion. For months, the Pope has spoken out against war, which he calls a defeat for humanity. And John Paul has used every possible means to spread his anti-war message throughout the world. Editorial commentary on Vatican Radio, which broadcasts in 29 languages, has criticized what it calls American unilateralism and stressed the centrality of the United Nations. The Jesuit monthly Civiltà Cattolica, which is vetted by the Vatican, has warned that if every country that feels threatened is the first to attack, then there would be endless war. John Allen says this has had an impact on U.S.-Vatican relations.
The level of acrimony here and the sort of strong language on both sides that's been used. I mean, Vatican officials talking about American imperialism, suggesting that oil may be part of America's motives in this conflict, warning that the United States must not act as a universal policeman. That kind of sort of accusatory language, I think, has created a very tense and strained relationship.
In response, the U.S. ambassador to the Vatican, Jim Nicholson, recently invited conservative American theologian Michael Novak to lecture in Rome. Novak is a firm believer in the concept of justum bellum, just war.
In brief, some persons argue today, as I do, that under the original Catholic doctrine of justum bellum, a limited and carefully conducted war to bring about a change of regime in Iraq is, as a last resort, morally obligatory.
Novak said that the aim of just war is the blocking of great evil, the restoration of peace, and the defense of minimum conditions of justice and world order. While in Rome, Novak was received at the Vatican by top-level officials, but he failed to sway them. The Vatican's main concerns are that a war against Iraq could endanger the situation of Christian minorities, not only in Iraq, but also in countries such as Pakistan and Sudan. It also fears that war could worsen ongoing Christian-Muslim armed conflicts in the world and that it could weaken the United Nations, which the Vatican sees as a fundamental pillar of the emerging global world order. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.